We've divided this into topics, and the first topic we're going to address is search and seizure. The court actually has a fair number of cases dealing with search and seizure cases before it. And the first two cases that I'll talk about deal with cell phones. Christian Sims is a case from the Texarkana Court of Appeals, and this deals with the Federal Stored Communications Act and Article 18.21 of the Code of Criminal Procedure, which is the corresponding Texas statute that deals with stored data communications and mobile devices. In this case, appellant's grandmother, Sims's grandmother's body was discovered. She'd been shot in the head, and her vehicle, her purse, and her gun was missing. There was a credit card activity on her credit cards and that were found in Oklahoma. So police then contacted Sims's mobile carrier to ask them to ping his phone to see if they couldn't locate him, thinking obviously he had something to do with the murder. They did not have a warrant for this, but the mobile carrier agreed. They pinged his phone and located him, and he was arrested as a result of this pinging. The trial court denied his motion to suppress, and the Court of Appeals affirmed that based on provisions in both of those statutes which limit sanctions to civil sanctions for violations of those statutes. So his petition up at the court has been granted on whether 3823 would apply to suppress evidence despite these exclusive sanctions that are limited to civil sanctions that are set out in the statute. There's also a second ground that was granted review that's actually similar to a case that Professor Lauren remarked on yesterday, Carpenter versus U.S.